I'd like to thank Torah Anytime, Kamashkacha Pratis, and Kol HaLashon. And of course, the Rebbeinu Shalom in Shemayim, how good he is. It's not pushing. Talking hotline, I want to thank Rabbi Golombek. We have Rabbi Osh over here, Rabbi Nussenzweig. We have Rabbi Wiener. We have the best people are all sitting here. Rabbi Yaffe, Rabbi Yosef Yaffe, Natchayach, Rabbi Yeshua, all these holy Jews, we got them all here. I still have, it's a problem, I don't want to say it in public so much, I'm a little embarrassed, but I still am very upset, you know, when they announce my name, they just say Rabbi. I mean, I was expecting a Rav, a Goyin, a Tzaddik. You have to, you know, it's not an easy life. I want you to know, people who make jokes, they want people to laugh. Tom and Nisha did that. In fact, they tell the big speakers, if you're not good at jokes, don't try it. You'll embarrass yourself like in the worst way. If you're not good at that, don't get near it. Because I try to make jokes. People call me all day. And one of my big jokes is, as soon as my mifus takes place, please tell the whole world. So I'm expecting someone to laugh over there. Instead, oh yes, yes, Rabbi, yes, yes, I'll do that. I'll tell the whole world, yes, yes, yes. So today I finally got someone to laugh. I thanked them a million times. At least somebody's laughing, you know. I'm about to laugh at my jokes. I saw somebody, a famous Batchan, a world-famous Batchan, who was making jokes in front of Reb Chaim Kanevsky. There was a big, long table sitting there. And he said, he told a joke to Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim, it didn't go. Reb Chaim has a sense of humor. Don't worry about Reb Chaim. It didn't go. So the guy repeated it. He had two people together, and they started being mad with a joke. You want to really kill it? You want to kill it? Go, was I mad with a joke? So the guy, and they repeated it a few times. That's kaparas avaydis. You make a joke and nobody laughs. It's over. Bus came in. Ah, such a pleasure to see such healing again. These are all my tefillas. I dominate. I got Golombek. Golombek is tefillah. Golombek is Hanar Zoysis Palolti. I said, Rebbeinu Shalom, I can't do this myself. I need some help. 2 weeks later, the hotline began. He didn't know what I'm doing. He knows what I'm doing behind the scenes. Anyway, I got him. I got you. You're a tefillah. You're a tefillah. You're all tefillah. You're all tefillah. You're all tefillah. Okay. Now I'm going to get very nasty. I'm waiting for the knee. Ashreinu. It's okay. Anyway. But get up. All right. You know, I spoke to my class today. 9-year-old kids. I have to send some boys out when I speak morbid things. You don't live forever. You don't live forever. You don't. It's a chiyuv. Why can't you just talk about that every day? You're not here forever. Dr. Matasio told me this years ago. I says, how does he manage with all his nesyonos? He says he knows it's there's another world. Do you know how much easier it is to live in Olam Hazeh if you know it's all a mum oiva? Everybody thinks they're here forever. It kills you. You're not here forever. Mind off kamina if what your wife looks like and what this guy's chepping you. Mind off kamina. It's all a mum oiva. My sister, Allah Shalom, she was going to lose all her teeth at 40. Didn't happen, Baruch Hashem, but whatever. Her husband, the Heilig Yid, the Baal Zechus, or Matra Feda, he never saw a woman in his life. My Shvarga Matra Feda, Tzadik Yisrei Deilam. So the Ruchel, what's in it there? She was all depressed. What's in it there? Malekta for a fibic? He hit in the chop. So you lose all your teeth. Speak about losing your teeth. If the tail are netzach, it's a bitter.
You're not here forever. My nafka mina.
People don't have that mentality. I tell you, it's Golus Edom. Esav thought he's here forever. We're under his influence. Like the Chofetz Chaim said, Memeinti Achaver Shtabes. Do you know that the happiest, one of the happiest people I ever met was Rav Shaul Chaim Kaplan. I saw him one time. He was Master of Rebbe Malin in the Shloishim of Rebbe Malin in Beis HaTalmud. And he was, there were three speakers. He was Meridik in the belt. His simcha level was, He was Shaul Chaim Kaplan. He was an Eidim by Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Matra Schwab told me, he used to, why did Rabbi Yeruchim take him for an Eidim? Because he used to learn Musar an hour a day. And the first 10 minutes, he was Matzaya Gehenim. And at being Matzaya Gehenim, he was the best. He was a listiger Freilach Hayid. How did that happen? What's going on? I spoke recently about Gehenim. Boy, I got flack. Mandel, that I didn't like. That's not Kefir Ruchacha, you know. You're not supposed to talk about Gehenim around here. Okay. Don't. Anyway, but I'm just saying it's positive. When you know every mashahu of pain that a person has, I tell this to people a lot, every mashahu pain you have, you lost Gehenim. You know what a bracha that is? To lose Gehenim. 1 second of Gehenim is worse than the entire Nazi Holocaust. Do you know what that means? You're losing a second. So you have somebody in your life that you don't like. You're losing Gehenim. So you have a twitch. That's not pleasant. It's a bracha. Be makabel the twitch. Eibishda dank. Thank you so much for that twitch. That I stutter a little, that I'm quiet, and I don't look so good. All these things, the Stipler speaks about Yesudim. It's all kinds of Yesudim. Everybody has Yesudim. And they, you know, what's his name? Dalton von Kelm used to wake up his Talmud and he'd say, If I'm Malchus, every minute of your life, if you use it properly, with Amunah B'tochen, and you, every minute you're getting jewels. I'm having Yisurim right now. Thank you. Being Makabolus Yisurim is such a tikkun, the whole world gets from it. Makabal Yisurim is gevaldik. Be Makabolus. Get into it. Every inch is Yisurim. If you. 1 second. Oh no. I'm such a bumpkin. Here it is. I wanted to get my pen. I took out my pencil. Yisurim! Third state in the Gemara. Oh, by the Eivishter, that's your student. Shekloch. And Nebuch, he took out his pencil instead of his pen. He doesn't like his pen. He doesn't like his pencil so much. He liked his pen better. He took out the wrong thing. You suit him. Every inch is your student. You're so glicklach. You live with the Eivishter. You're so glicklach. I tell this to a lot of people lately. People wonder, I must confess, I'm super happy. If I had Nevada with me, it'd be a little better, much better. But we're trying to bring Nevada back. Then I'd really be happy. It's not normal. Because they, you know what they would do? I'd be writing down all the things that made me happy or not happy today. And I'd figure out what I have to do. And I'd be 100 times, oh, but it's plenty good. I sit there and I learn Shabbat B'tochen an hour a day. I spend an hour a day alone with the Eibishter, and I learn any sefer on B'tochen. All the pekah go in the garbage. You know what chusim you get if you do that? You know how much chusim you get if you learn an hour a day B'tochen. The Rambam said he'd rather learn the Muna than anything else. You know what you're getting, and it's what the how does what is the Eibishter thinking out? He loves it. This man is mine. He's my chevra. He gives you a different treatment. I'm going to tell you, mice, it happened to me. I was once in the... I feel that my father used to call himself Ben Yochid to the Eibishter. And I'm getting that feeling plenty. You learn Shabbat B'tochen an hour a day, oh, you're going to feel you're not shy. Especially if you have the Nevardiga twist where you're far from the Welt. Oh, the Sagan Eden. Far from the Welt. It's so important.
It's
What? Is that what you say? Yeah, it's preferable b'ritzifus. But don't make yourself mishuga. Mach geshmak. Whatever you do, make it geshmak. Make it geshmak. Don't get, now, I'll be honest, it's not always geshmak. In fact, sometimes, not too often, but I would even open a Gemara in the middle. I can't do this for an hour. You know, open a Mishnah, open something, you know, that you can chew, that you can swallow. Musa. Well, you know, Bikias Musa is also not real Musa when you go through a few Bletalach. You're sitting, I was just learning now a Sefer on Betachan. Again, another vet on Betachan. It gets, that's the real Musa. When you hack on an issue and you sit on it, and your Peklach go away one by one. Das is Musa, das is. You don't know what a Gan Eden it is. A boy said, you want to be happy. Somebody asked me, I was speaking in front of a group of a very chashuv chabura here in Lakewood, and I'm hoping they're into it, B'liyan Hara. And they asked me about Musa, how do you learn Musa? So I told them, I said, I want to tell you one thing about me. Before I open a Blat Gemara, I do that first. If I have to, and they asked me, what about davening? Yes, this comes before davening. It's lav davka that I hold my word all the time. But at least that's my shita. You can't breathe without learning Shaar B'Tochen. You're not here. You're not in the world. You're out of it. Listen, Gansen, Ashtik, I don't know. Chassu Shol. Everybody's gewaldig. It's not right to talk like this. Everybody, no matter what you do, David Shol hope it's going to work. But this is the way, you know, if you want to be really happy in this world, sit there, be machshiv, working on B'Tochen, writing B'Tochen. I got to tell you now a story. It happened to me. I looked at my old notes. I had an anical who was in the hospital in Eretz Yisrael. And he was in oxygen ICU, so Shrek Lachamata, a little bubble, an anical. And they were, mamas, they were scary. So I learned Musar and Musar and Musar on B'Tochen, B'Tochen, B'Tochen. I have it in my notes. 4 hours later, out of the oxygen, out of the this, out of the that. But part of the Maisa was, I learned a lot of Musa on B'Tochen. And you learn B'Tochen. You know, people, they're working. I don't like making away with anybody. But what I was taught was, you're working on B'Tochen, you open a safe, Aleph. Oh, my eyes is my chem eyes. I'm not allowed to say this. I'll tell you why. Be careful with what I'm saying. I'm telling you that people can be Zeich of the B'Tochen without doing what I'm saying. Don't listen to me. I know a young model, Sitkamara Taisus. Oh, Shikaiah. Sitkamara Taisus. Wow. Harab, going outside. I saw the Yikka. Okay. What else? Oh, it's the Shikaiah. Let's get to the point. Going outside. Now we're talking.
Number one is open a safer.
What'd you say?
Number one, open a safer.
Yes, so the real way to do it, which I don't like to talk about, it's really dangerous. First of all, for ladies, it's not kedai to hear half the stuff I'm going to say. The way you should do it, the Blat Gemara first. Privately, if people want to ask me, the ideal way is any way you do it, it's going to work. Be mespal, Abish, I'm working on B'Tochen, help me, it should work. I'll call up so-and-so and I'll get B'Tochen. Daven to the Abish, for me, this is B'Tochen. The best thing is just daven all day. Please give me B'Tochen. That's the best way to go. And everybody's different. Everybody has different drachim. You know, Arush, I met Rav Shlomo Arush. He told me, Zelo Aderech Shalano. That you're not going to be about B'Tochen. You're going to learn, you got to speak to the Abish. When you talk, that's your B'Tochen. Anyways, I went to my Rebbe, Rabbi Zeschwartz. And he said, nah, it does work. And I know it works. So I went back. So then I went to his son, to the Toch. I came to the Maskana. You learn Musa on B'Tochen, and you daven while you learn Musa. I went back to Arush, and he loved it. And he said, that's gewaldig. Learn Musa and daven while you're at it. You made it. All right, listen. Don't listen to anything. I was on the phone with one of his chassidim, who was zeichet nisim guluyim latshayach. I don't believe they did any of this stuff. And it worked. So don't satang it. But ideally, oisius machinus, you'll learn a sefer on Musa. That's the best way to do it.
Writing
Ashgachas.
Writing
Ashgachas. Ashgacha Pratis is the best way to get Betachon Ashgacha Pratis. And I went to Verma Mekobel. Haderech libat bitachon. Kol hayom litpalel bat bitachon. Daven all day for bitachon. I told this to my Rebbe Reuven Hasse. Also he said, this is gewaldig. Daven all day for midas abitachon and watch. Daven! Hey, mister, please make me a bitachon. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you when my anakel got better. Now I was learning Eilim Megalchen. And they were talking with Pekuch Nefesh Dekamatz, ICU, it was serious stuff. And I was punk learning all about Mavis Ahin, Mavis Ahed, Mavis Ahed, Mavis Ahin. And that's very good for a guy who's my type, who's, now you're not supposed to do that. You know, the types that are afraid of Ein Horas, you know that types, like all of us. Don't do that. No. That's why I'm suffering. I once sinned many years ago. Now the Abish is getting me, right? All the tzaddikim, I don't go for that. You hear what I'm saying? I don't go for it. Handle with care. You're going to do that? Speak to a Gracie Yid before you get in that direction. I heard a mice once with the Manchester lady was in a car with that spin over, and she came out with Nisim, and she came running to him. Why did this happen? This Aveira, that Aveira. I think, and this is what, I'm not sure if it's a true story or not. It probably is. And even if it isn't, it's Givaldi. It's Givaldi, he said, because you're here to hold up the world, and Mamele, whatever. You got to come out ahead. The message of Maggid says, if you're involved in din, you get more din. Don't go in that direction. I deserve it. Hashem is paying me back. I want you to know, I once had a maisa where I did something where it was obvious einish. It was an obvious einish because I did this and had that. And I called Reb Chaim Tzvi Fogel from Yerushalayim. And I says, isn't that what it is? He said, ein li esek ben historis. Nobody knows nothing. But it's obvious. Don't give me this obvious. But it's din, you see? Obvious. Close up. We don't know. And I heard this from other rabbis, all of them. They all said, Ainli Asik Ben Estaris.
One time, I broke my leg.
Yeah.
And when I was learning about Chaim Epstein then. I asked him, maybe I broke my leg because I was going to the wrong places. He gave it to me. He says, can't say that. And he said, one time someone came to Rabbi Miller and he poured water all over him. And he says, maybe this. He says, you weren't careful when you poured the water, he said.
That is...
And that's why it happened.
That is the famous Lobotka reaction. I heard the same thing from Chaim Tzvi Fogel when I got a ticket and I had to pay $500. Even though for a change I punked wasn't speeding, but they got me anyway. So I've got a little here. But they got me. I'm not so bad. I'm just joking. I just want to be funny. So I'm a safe driver. But what I want to say, I got a $500 ticket, says Chaim Tzvi Fogel. Was kümmer dem einisch? So he says, Valdi, gehst zu schnell in the car. You ever think of that? Slobodka is famous for that. They go, what do you have to look so far to figure out? Okay, I'm not getting involved. There is. Watch out. They say Amnon Yitzchak is into this. He'll tell you what you did wrong, you do tshuva, and you'll be fine. Yeah, he does that too. Yeah, and I want to tell you, I had a Rebbe, Rabbi Zishwatz, and I got sick once, and he told me where it's coming from. He told me which aveir it was. And I did tshuva, and it got better. I can't describe to you how delicious that is. It's great. It's even better than the betachon. do tshuva on the problem, and you've cured, and it's mayridik. I saw it. Mitamol, everything changed. As soon as I did tshuva. And he, Zatzal, his wife told me, when something goes wrong with him, he gets sick, whatever it is, he says, okay, let me check this out. He learns Musa, takes out all his notes, and he says, it's for this Aveira. He does tshuva, and in a day, it's gone. He lived his life like that. He knew himself. He used to sit all day like the Mesil Zisharim says, like the big businessmen. Big businessmen, they make a big asik out of Avodas Hashem. Rabbi said, I give a brachah, we want to bring the Bardic back. Yes, we want to make a big asik like the big businessmen. You sit there all day and you harv on your midas, I don't know if all day, but whatever, more than with a mahalas to work on this and work on to decide. You make an emergency meeting instead of being, they're at a meeting. What about this meeting, that meeting, a business meeting, that meeting? Okay. Make a meeting. What's your next move in Avodas Hashem? And get your friends together, and they know you. And they So right now we're talking, there is a younger man, Rabbi Udman, and he wants to get together with you, Zerkiev. And we want to get together and bring back Navadik. We want to find out exactly what should we do. We want to read. The Shaila is, okay, well, I don't want to get through all the problems. Bring back Navadik again. Don't make me complicated. It's coming back. And Zagazunt, Reb Geshem was like that. I remember once Reb Geshem came to New York and he started talking about making Beis Avdidus here and there. All over. He was going to turn over New York. He came to visit. So two Navadik and Shlomo figure with Yisrael Maim, and he was coming, and I was a Timmy mistake. Yeah, okay, so you want me to start, you know? So they told me, Luz up. That's him. But I'm telling you, Reb Geshem made 15 meisters all over France because he was such a Baal Chalimus. Baal Chalimus pays off. Anyway, but that's the way he did things. He was Reb Nosson was also like that. No, Reb Nosson was very. In fantasy land, Reb Shneya, what's it at there? The other makes chayzik. Lons of machan chayzik. You know what's how you get for dreams? Even if they never come true. You know how much other mahabi you're going to get if you go around all day saying, I want to be Makar of Gans Klai, so do it. When you say, Ashiveinu Avinu L'Shayna Secho, don't think, they're going to come to you. You're not as bad as you think. I'll show you. Reb Yosef Leib tells her. Yeah? About softness. Yeah, he was. He got it from the altar. Yeah, he got it from the altar. Rabbi Yosef Leib tells her. A lot of Gdolim were just nifter. And everyone was depressed. The remaining Gdolim were very depressed. They said, we got nobody here. So Rabbi Yosef Leib tells her, got up, and he said, shame, shame, shalom, Allah, kachin, shalom, atta. Believe it or not, the guys are even less than we are. So, there's, when you say Hashivein Avim L'Sarasecha, this Aver, that Aver, you know what's going on out there. You're not from the Klal. Feel like you are Klal Yisrael. Davis needs you, not the guy next to you. And you're davening God, Klal Yisrael. I want to challenge you. You shouldn't be bringing this at me. But I have a very big, you know, Zikir Rabindic way of thinking. And I would say that it would be more appropriate to go out. And I'll say it, but I'm not embarrassed. Even though I might get... The one time I spoke, Barabim, and they chaptered me. I went up in front of a real yeshivish place, and I spoke about, you got to get out. I said, just what you're not supposed to say. And somebody got up there in the middle, and he said, Shuldi, we don't have that shita. And I told him, I'm very happy you said that, because I also don't want younger people to take me serious. I just want them to know someday in the future. But he kept challenging me. He was very good, Nishkefella. When I asked the Shaila, my Rebbe, Reuven Ochsner, he said, you did the right thing. I would do it again. Even if the Yelim can't be Makabalit. And the reason why I don't want to say things that the Yelim can't be Makabalit. Grada Navardi is, don't mind saying controversial things at all. They love it. They love, I've seen them get up when the guy, there was a dying sitting here who had cheat this way. They got up saying that way, right in front of the whole crowd. And after he got through, the next invited guy came up and he did the same shtickle. What if there are no, that, the belt is full of sneef. I don't know if you saw. My shver once told me that his father went to America. He was an English Yidi. He was a shechet, came to America. He was a matzliach. To get parnasa, they had no money in the Hungary. So he wrote back, he said, Shleish advarim, America, I'm it. Al achilas treifes, val achilas shabbos, val achnife. Vim shlosh eilo lo yasala, v'yotzachina mein kosef. That's what Shash's father wrote back. So I remember Chanifa was one of the big three. I don't know if the Elam Chaps that Chanifa is everywhere. And I'm glad to hold from it. I'm not going to fight around with Chanifa. I like it, and I do it all the time. I don't care what anybody says. You want to come in Machna? Fine. B'shita of a Machna. I hold the Elam needs. That's what I hold. Rav Hutner used to do that, by the way. Rav Hutner was very, very built up people left and right. That was his darf. Anyway. And not lavdafk, everybody's going to believe it. What can you do? I have to do mine. Now, what was I saying? So they would get up and they would say whatever they wanted. Now, what was I talking about? Where am I up to? Oh, yeah. So, it's kedai to hear about Zikir Harabim. The schos of there, I have a bli ein hara. My olam is heavy more and more into Zikir Harabim. Put out a kuntres. Rav Nosson used to scream, Was tuste? The mashkiach of Lake was that's all. Schos Yergen Alain or Rav Nosson. He told us to me, in must have his tongue. I'm sitting and learning. We know, but you got to do something. Put something out. Give a chabura. Do something. Build a yeshiva. Give a vad. You gotta do something. He was very big into that. Rav Nosson Zatzal. And the vadik for sure is like that. Very much like that. In fact, Rav Gershon was the one that got me to become a Rebbe. Because I wasn't interested. I was learning. I was sitting and learning. I'm a lamed is second best. I'm a lamed. My father had the opposite chinuch. By them, my father was a Talmud of Shraga Feivel. By there, being a mechanech was everything. But today, you know, I don't know where it's holding anymore. But sitting and learning full time, I always felt. I once told Rebbe Dershowitz, but he was good friends. I told him, "You're sitting and learning," and he says, "And I'm just a malamed," and he says, "Yes, I see. I'm also looking at you like." Yeah, Baruch Hashem, I'm a lamed. I'm sitting learning. I see the Yetzer is winning all over the place. You know, everybody's not happy. Everyone, the other guy, this is the right way. But Reb Gershon pushed me into becoming a mechanech. So being mezakeh a rab makes you a new person. You have such chusim. Rav Kalmanovich, his son, his father did not want him to get involved in askonis. He was an up-and-coming Gadol B'Torah of Yerushalayim. He was a genius. He was rizik. And Chofetz Chaim told him he should go into it because one of the reasons was because he's going to learn. It's just for himself. He's going to build a yeshiva. Everything they're doing belongs to him. Simple arithmetic. You hear that? You give out these things. Whoever did this, every time someone opens up one of these, he's getting schach. Zikir Ram, Tzergiz Zizach. Anyway. Now, I want to finish the story I was telling about my anacle who was in the ICU with oxygen mysis, with everything. And I was learning El Megalchen with Misa and Misa and Misa all over the place. And I fa-oom the whole business. It scared me. You know, the kid's holding, I kept calling, is he still alive? You know, we're dealing with Chaim Amavis, and you're learning about Amavis. Come on. I had experience with this. My daughter, I was learning Kedushin when she became a Kala. And the day of our Vod, I had just started Avodim, and Punk the Chassan said a pupil on Avodim. I was very spooked out. You know, some Seifer, you know what you do? When he learned the Zikin, things started happening. No, you heard it? You never heard? Some Seifer, he was like, I don't know, for our door, we have enough of that. We don't have to try to be like the Nervin, the Amalek. We have to make a bitl of all that stuff, a bitl, lots of ice. I learned Elam Galchen with all I saw 20 times that day, and I called up, now I know for sure the baby's alive. And Kach Hava, Yafaf Un, the Nervin, Vaf Nervin and garbage. I in horror. I in horror. In Avadig, this is the Nusach. Reb Oizer told me. In Avadig, Reb Gershon Hatzach Oizgelacht. See, you have to understand, the Nusach of Avadig isn't that he didn't believe in that stuff. No, no, no. Hatzach Oizgelacht. You got to know how to deal with it. You got to laugh at it. It's a different button. It's Shrish Hamidus or
B'tachin?
Bali B'tachin. Ayin Hor. Oh, Ayin Hor. Watch out. Oizgelacht. Averis. Oizgelacht. You're not going to be a Baal B'tachin. You know what kills most people's B'tachin? All these from Zachin. It's either somebody has Akpod on me, the Averis that I did. I have a Sefer on B'tachin. It's called B'tach B'Hashem, I think it's called. I forgot what it's called. HaBeiter, what is it called? It's a different one I have. It's a Merdeka. Very chashuv. Everyone's in there. Mener Samoyer, there's a Sefer Chachma Musa, Antabi, his name was. Gracie Yid, one after another, Sefer Ikrim is in the Sefer Maspik, the Sefer Savavas, the Ramban, the Chavetz Chaim, the Alta from the Vardeg, the Shemir Munim. They're all in there, it's packed, beautiful stuff. It's the Magid on the Tachan, there's a whole thing over there, Kabak Kemach, Rabbi Yaina, Smirdig. I took a look, Kamat, every single shtickle there. Many of them, they just in their Sefer, they have one shtickle on the Tachan. In my perspective, what I remember, almost everybody does not fail to write. Afilu Rasha Vayteach B'Hashem. First thing, the Aleph Beis of Betachin is, your Madrega and Ruchnius means nothing. Zero. You could be the biggest Baal Betachin. I once made a diak. Vayteach B'Hashem Chesed. Afilu Rasha Vayteach B'Hashem Chazal. Afilu Rasha Vayteach B'Hashem Chesed Yisayu Venu. That means, Chesed Yisayu Avenu is an extreme lashon. It's extreme. You're surrounded by goodness. So I made a diak. Not only will the Russia succeed, but he'll get the extreme Yeshuas all over the place. The biggest Russia. I heard from Reuven Hostel Zangzenstein once told me a beautiful book. He said, you know what the real Baal B'tachin is? The Russia. Why? All the other guys, they're Samech on the Tzitkis. Deep down, I'm learning Shtar. So you're Betach and you're Black Gemara. It's nice, but it's not Betach. You're Betach, whatever, you're from a Yid, but it's real Betach is, your Chasodim, I don't deserve nothing. That's real Betach.
So, That's right.
The story with the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, the Mr. Nobody. He was a simple Bala boss. He became a millionaire because he had B'tachin. And his Talmidim were G'dayli Teire, did not become millionaires. Beautiful riot. There you go. Then they have another riot. The Alta brings.
The Alta says, declaring, I am Roy, I'm not Roy.
Yeah, there you go. I'm Roy, I'm not Roy. He bring, Alta brings a Meister with brings a Maisa with, first of all, he says, by the Meraglim, yeah, Huda also the Kami the Rava. And Rava asked him, what would you like to eat? Tana Goyas Bufutemis, the Yain Yoshin. Rava looks at him, wherever you go, that's the diet, the strict diet, you have to eat like one of those fancy people. So he said, I don't eat from the Ebishter. As he was talking, There's a knock on the door. Rabbi's sister comes in. He didn't see her in 12 years. 13 years. 13 sounds better. 13. Let's make it 13. What? What? 13, huh? 13 years she didn't see him. She just popped up with Tana Gelsberg with Thomas Vigayan Yoshi. So anyway, the altar sits on it. Rabbi the Gadol Hador. He wasn't sure. And this Hohudiyasa, who is he? We don't even know his name. And he got what he wanted. Betochen is free for everybody. You could do whatever you want. By the way, Betochen, you could be Zeicher to your own Mahalas that nobody ever had before, the Rupshitzu or the Zhikava. I saw it in one of the Sfarim. Brings down that Nachum Ish Gamzu was Mechadish, something over the normal. When the Eibishter made the world, like Rabbi Akiva. Right, whatever good came out later, like the B'Shem Tov says. But he said Nachum Ish Gamzu said, no, the dirt that the innkeeper gave him with that whole mice, that goof is going to be tough. That was his own chiddush. I mean, Shemayim Eskiv Al Yadai. You have the right to make up your own derech. I have things myself. What are you talking? I'm a mechadish. I think, you know, as a mechadish, I can daven with half a heart, with nothing in my head, and I could barely open my mouth, and I'll get it. I'll get the biggest Yeshua. Because I decided one day, you don't need 40 days at the kessel for every move you make. I'm going to get it, because the smallest, I asked the Eibishter, I says, Eibishter, do me a favor. I don't know if the kessel is chuckling. I can't do that stuff. And stop fasting, is it coming from your heart? Did you cry? Shout the mice. I can't do it. I'm not holy by it. Help me without that. I promise you. I told the Eibishter, and from that day on, Eibishter's with me. He understands the matzah. You think he doesn't understand? The Eibishter he's as good as all those psychologists who spent 10 years in medical school. He took the course. He knows human nature, right? You can rely on the Eibishter. He knows. He knows me. He knows me. He knows us. That's us. Speak normal with the Eibishter. There's nothing like it. Speak now. Master Chaimish. David's the one. You know the Chavis Chaimish to tell people. By the way, I have my experience with my sedum lately is like this. I have. People call me up. And I say like this. Now look, if you want, I can give you a bracha and zaymigazon. You'll be fine. But if you want to work in yourself, I was taught, Rav Geshen was once in bed sleeping, and 10, 15 ladies came in, and they wanted to speak, all crying their eyes out. Each one had trouble with their kids, were off the derech. One of them, they're crying, they're going with sugar. Now, Rav Geshen, the way the story goes, I wasn't there. He suddenly jumped out of bed. I can't imagine Rav Geshen sleeping. I'm just telling you. I don't believe he slept. I can't see it happening. He was a Zaka Muflig, and he used to sit there all day in his chair in the base medrash. He sat like this, like he owned the world, and it was a swivel chair, and he used to go back and forth in the base medrash. What? He always swiveled back and forth. By midrash, you know what I'm talking? He sat by the midrash. He sat by the midrash, and he used to go back and forth. What?
Had wheels?
What's that?
Had wheels?
Yeah, he had wheels, sure. And he sat there back and forth, spinning around. Almost nished. Where does it say you can't do that? Because people think when they're at the Mizrach, you have to become at the Mizrach. They're all looking at you. Don't make a wrong move. You know, watch. They're all looking at you. You know, in Nevada, when people are looking at you, that is a big covet issue. Because my Yemra Abrius is killing you. They're all looking at me. Are you looking at me? Did you notice? You also looking at me? Oh, no. All the people are looking at me. Forget it. You have to challenge because my Yemra Abrius is full force ahead. With Navadi, they saw everybody looking at you. They would say, yes, what can I do for you? This happened. The first time I met him, he was sitting like this. And I met him. Now, you couldn't really know. You know, people don't chop these things. The one who does it, he knows, but no one else really knows the difference. They're worried about their own, how do they look. They don't even stop. So you're sitting like this, and I asked them about pratin. You know, you do a prat to go against, not to be afraid of people. So he says, yes, they do all kinds of things. Yes, they do. Yes, not necessarily do people realize what they're doing, but they know what they're doing. He told this to me. And he's sitting like this. Aha! Here, I was once at a batzim. I did something like this, and a kid comes over to me. Rabbi Mandel, yes, your yarmulke. It was my yarmulke. I remember what it was. I think it was my. This was accidentally on purpose. So I did something that I felt I needed to do. Now they do things that are normal to do. People. By mistake, you know, it's normal to, so thank you so much. You know, I'm so happy you pointed that out to me. You're so nice, you know, I would have been so embarrassed without you. And you come along. Thank you so much. This happened to you recently. The kid comes over, Rabbi Mandel, and Edelweit, and your hat, or this one of these things. I said, thank you so much. I once saw an Avadiga get up and he davened. And he was saying sphere. He purposely said the wrong one. And the whole Olam pounced on top of him. And I saw the way he corrected him. I said, Shkaya. Except I'm going. But you need to do, you know, the Chassidish Rebbes were known to do these things. I'll tell you, he used to do this. No, I mean, the Kalev Rebbe. The Alta, the one who's from Williamsburg, his father was known to be full of this stuff. He made pratim. It's not just Navardik. There's a lot of big people. There was once a Leleva here. I don't know which one. He was here in Beis Feger, and he gave a tish Friday night, and middle of the tish, what he was doing. And he had all different. Weird things were happening. He was like, he used to do these. I don't want to say the name. You know, Adam Golomite, his chassid came in. I'll tell you who it was. Matl Viznitz. Should I tell you what he used to do? You'll blush. Should I dare do it, Barabba? He used to do it in front of all his chassidim. He fopped them all on. Anyway, you got to fop with the velt, or else you're going to be... You know, it's not easy to be a Rebbe. The Rebbe's locked in jail for the rest of his life. Every move he makes, the Rebbe, you gotta watch. Anyway, somebody once saw one of the biggest Rebbes in the world that everybody's kaitim and mishtachman to him. I don't want to say who, what, when. Very big. They worship him like not shayach. And someone once went to see him. I saw him standing there alone on a red carpet. It was mincha time in Shabbos. And the Eilev was like this, and he takes out a handkerchief and he goes, boom, like, cold on. I'm human. What's Wilson for me? I'm not allowed to sneeze. You know how to be human. Anyway, Kitzer, so the Navadigas have a lot of, makes life easier when you do a lot of these protein. Now, I want to say a vote over here. First of all, when the candles go out on Shabbos, don't chop a spilus. The candles go out on Shabbos. I used to have every single week that it went out. The next day, something happened. An accident happened. Something, not push it out. Every time the candles were out. This happened for years. Till one day, my Rebbe got a hold of me, and he said, Danish can cup. And now it goes out. I laugh at it. Any of these things happen, learn to laugh. Metzafzef, make a joke out of all these things. Very important. You lose all your betachen. The Averis, I'm going to tell you about Averis. Averis are the main part of your Averis. By the way, Yosef and Yehuda, the two, the biggest of all the Shvatim, Yosef and Yehuda, both had an assignment of the lowest of the low. It's embarrassing to learn these psukim. How do you learn up? How do you? Yosef HaTzadik. And according to the Malbim, it doesn't say, it says, Vayimayin, it doesn't say V'loy Ava. V'loy Ava would have meant Titaka didn't want. Vayimayin means he did want, but he said he didn't want. Zush Deit Mahilig Malbim. You want to know what Chazal say? I don't want to go into all these things. What it says, Heilig Yosef HaTzadik, and he's neither say Yosef, and he's also Yosef. And then Yehuda was Taka Nefzal. What's going on here? Now, I want to tell you something. When Yehuda... Okay. Why did Tamar want Chesemes and the Psila? Why did she want the royal garments that he had? Zukta Sefarne, she wanted to be Mahar in his greatness and his Gvura. Now, when somebody's Nechshol in things like this, the person who is Nechshol in Lachzachap and Punamarayim, you're weak. You have no... They look down at you. And Tamar is in awe of this Yehuda who's about to do something that's not Shayach. And he doesn't know that it's Yevama, whatever he was supposed to, Hashem, or whatever. So we know that Amalek pushed him to do it. And she is being Mahara in his greatness while he's doing Kach V'Kach. She's like that Shayach. I want to tell you another Zach. Esav of Russia, Yaakov Avinu, said, "You look to me, Kerois Penei Elikim." Did he mean it or not? When Yaakov told Esav, "Kerois Penei," according to the Alter of Slobodki, he meant it. He looked at Esav, and right afterwards it says, "Malachim Imcha Yetzeyu." Your Malchus, Yaakov. That's Malchus. Malchus means when you're in the garbage can. Take Yosef. Yosef was about to be Nifshol, what it says, and then he sees his father's tzura, which means Yisrael Ohavis Yosef Mikol Bonam. I'm the best. Oh, I'm the best. I'm the best there. I'm the best there. He's always. By the way, there's a Rashi where he called himself the best in front of the Shvatim. You're not a chash of a person. To Rashi, says often, Parshas Mikates, Ech Benachos of a Mensch. He was very into that. Since he was a kid, he said, "You're all bowing down, dosidus," and later he does it, and his whole mahalach, in fact, he was nifta 10 years younger, because his style was very, what's going on? Yosef HaTzadik into these things. Oh, anyway, but I just want to bring out, when he was in this matzav, he was building himself up at the same time. I want to say like this. You know what a melech is? A melech has the ability to see when you're in the worst, lowest of the lowest matzav to say, "Pum faket! I'm the God life dars. I'm gewaltig." In yourself and in others. You see somebody being nishal. No. He's a tzaddik. He has potential. He could become great. Well, I'll prove it by David HaMelech. The whole David, all the prakim there, Shaul threw a spear at him three times, and Shaul was hunting him, and he was shaiti, was atzus, whatever that means. He was out of it. Hashem Yirachem, Shaul was the worst enemy in his life, but Shaul HaMelech, and he was an all-time low. He lost his malchus. He was nitzel here and nitzel there and messed up all over the place. And David, Mashiach Hashem, and he keeps doing it. And as Levi, he's crying, Mashiach Hashem. David only sees he's Gavaldi. The same thing with Avner. Avner was his enemy. Avner. Atzadik. That's Malchus. They're seeing a Melech. And a regular person is. A Melech does not feel I'm nobody. Like Esav. Vayiva, I lost. I messed up. Yeah, I stressed. Vayiva is okay. I'm out of it. Time is good. A Melech is always holds he's Gavaldi. Punkt fakelt. Like the Slonim Chassidim say, If a person can't, after doing the worst aveira, be mispalo with the biggest distractions, he has no shaykhs with the tzidus. He blew it. He doesn't know what's going on. Slabot Gidei said, eventually tells us that they could do the worst aveiras in the lach tzachis. Of course, Rav Nosson used to say, Yom Kippur, you'll do tshuva. But don't get, your self-image is the churban. Once you pull yourself down, everybody does this. They're always, what I did yesterday. Get a type of covered. I'm not so great. A melech lachzach ois, no sir, I'm on top. You know, Argaman, the purple, it's a lashon in the world. You don the purple. The purple is a color that means ariga. It's a machlik is what it means. But it means weaving of two kinds. And most say it means blue and red. Red is Elam Hazeh, and blue is the Shemai. You're a bum, and you're not in the spoil. I'm up there. I'm not in the spoil. Go, Givaldik! Dafke, when I'm in the garbage can, I'm doing the worst thing. And not only your self-image, that's Malchus. That's real Malchus. That's the what makes a... Hashem made us to be Magushim, Dick. And that's why it's scary. Look at me, my appetite. I'm glad nobody saw before you came what I was... Ask my wife how I... What's machte, Kiptarein? You have more maske for us.
I put champagne.
Champagne, now we're talking. Kiptarein, machte
zemes. I'm honest, 2 minutes just to drop up. I just came last week. My sister, somebody who left him in mind, and the machro, whatever, the doctor was cautious for the machro, she's pregnant. One doctor to another, she went up to the biggest, highest doctor in Manesh.
Right.
And the Rebbe came here, I was on Thursday. I said, Mom, I'm going to go ask a brocha. I came on Thursday night. The Rebbe gave a brocha. He says, I come back with the service. Everybody remember. And Baruch Hashem, she got the result that nothing is there. Baruch Hashem.
That's another one of my notes. And a bunch of who heard? Zogeve, ganz New York. The head and latest Mavis. There we go. By the way, I'm coaching you too. You hold your own. Champagne, a freilach over there. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, let's. Bring it all out, sure. Say the kugel. And tomorrow is the Sarbat Tavis. Yeah, is there a spoon over here? We'll get a spoon. Maybe. Beautiful, beautiful. Abai, say, get through it. How do you open this? Okay.
Thank you so much.
We got to open these things. Anybody know?
I wish I could stay. Yeah. I have family therapist, you know, combined. I said, right. If you're not coming to Ovei Medal, you find yourself in therapist, you know. This is what I said. I'm not advised to say, you know, by no matter who say the MS on the table. I go for my wife to make her happy, you know. But this is opium when you start to come to the vine, I'm not going to get
that. Can I get your mother's cell number? I want to find out, how did she get such a sweet guy like you? How did she daven? Now, I want to ask you something.
But Rabbi Mendel, I spoke with the Shalbuch this week, and I said, obviously, no, I'm supposed to be here earlier today. I go twice a week. So I said, unfortunately, you know, I was in a mass therapy. So, you know, everybody like, oh my God, like, you know, the Shalbuch, but I said, it's very possible. In Nevada, we never had divorces. I thought you do for many, many years.
No divorces.
Never divorces. And the Gershon Liebman went to Abshach and told me, oh, Musa. I said, yes, but Beres Baruch Hashem, there's no divorces. Because they work on the Midas, Shira Famidas, and Tufasite and everything. But I said, once a person is trying to become American, I said, okay, you want to switch the little old fashion of Europe.
Listen, maybe you could have Rabbi Yardman left. There's an Olam that wants to go to France. Maybe you can help us out. This is an Avardiga. He's Givaldig. This guy is Givaldig. His father, I remember your father when he was younger than you are. Your father is the sweetest guy I ever met. He's a Yemenite. He's sugar. How did you...
My grandfather from Yemen. Father born here at the soul, but he grew up
by... As sweet as anything. His father... Your father organized...
My father was in the hospital. My father had a shock. All the Gershon, like, I almost did with my father. All the Gershon doctor says that said father is over and everything was in coma. And Mandela was in Almontea. And Rabbi took me and my brother were crying and everything. He took us. He said, let's take 3 people. We'll make a Beis Din. The because we guys said that everything should be nizbatel. We're not listening to the doctor, and everything. And Baruch Hashem, my father, I mean, that you're an athlete, he came to my house, when he was mamish considered dead by the doctor, he was on coma, mamish, or nothing. So I really believe he's about mamish.
By the way, how much do I have to pay you? You know what I just hired you to do. I just got another 1,000 seater because of you.
I promise you, I came to you last week, asked my wife. Me and my wife, we didn't able to breathe. Somebody spoke with me. But I cannot say maybe to this, but I'm telling you, the whole family, we lost appetite, we were all walking around stressed out. She was pregnant, and many doctors says it looks like a cancer. Until they went to the highest, I don't know, $2,000-$3,000 just to see him for maybe 45 minutes, this doctor in Manhattan.
Right.
And Baruch Hashem, we got the result, there's nothing. And I said to my wife, I believe in Rabbi Mendel, he was Muvatel Emitir. I said, Mom, I believe in the Tzadik, I believe in this book. I said to her, Baruch Hashem, and Baruch Hashem was celebrating today.
Not possible. By the way, I believe in you too, by the way. I'm telling you, I'm shikha from COVID. I don't have to drink. But you get shikha the COVID, it's a good job, no? He's a tzaddik. Anyway, where are we up to? The kids, the kugel. Every bite of kugel is on T. Groysesach. In the kugel is Kaidish Kadashim. It's good. Out of Hal, Beria. I took the, you know how much I ate before you came. Don't worry. No one's starving in America. I was once in a camp, and there a yeshiva, and it's a camp in the, and they gave me a seat, shoulder shooters up front, and the Rosh Yeshiva sitting next to me was very worried about, you know, they were giving out dips during shoulder shooters, and he was worried about me getting, and he kept, maybe this. So I turn around finally, I says, I'm tired to eat. In America, nobody's starving. Dogs are gorged. I'm fine. Nobody's starving. To get. Oh, watch. Take me. You're a tiny. So it has to do with Mashiach. Okay, I'll tell you. Asara Batavis. I got together. There was several years ago a war in the Galil. Does anybody remember there was a war in the Galil? It said before Mashiach comes, the war is gonna in Galil be Nechreves, something. They were shooting rockets from Lebanon, and it was getting worse and worse, and everybody was Pchadim Noiroyim. And I got together with 2 or 3 younger light the most. We said Gans Tillim on Asara Batavis. And as soon as we finished Tillim, we got a report, ceasefire. It happened, Asara Batavis. I did not have a minion. I was looking for a minion. I had 2 or 3 people. Asara Batavis, we had a Yeshua Gamuda. Rabbi Sai, it's not the Tillim, it's the Tzimimus. You have to believe in the Tillim. You know, I used to have people used to say God's Tillim, these W Yeshuas, till I decided, what do you have to do that for? I become a Tamim. What? You want me to? I spoke once. No. Where is this? About what? Speaking where? Where? Tell me. You want me to speak again? I spoke once this week. What?
Tell him.
You want to say Tillim today? Oh, yeah. What time?
11.
Not so posh. I'm a malamed. Can't do it. But give our bracha. It's going to work. My bracha is going to work. Not shy.
Where is it? Which kettle?
We have a kettle. We have a Nevada kettle. Anyway, so it's a big Eser Ratzon. Asar Batavis is up to you. Just like China. So night ice, because it's Givaldi. It's Erev Shabbos, and it's going to bring you Shuas. You can look up all this Farmak Deutschem. They'll give you 100 reasons. You know, Reb David Lenschitz, that's all. I felt the wind out of me. Because you know that during Shmini Atzeres, You're alone with the melas. And you're alone. You can ask him anything you want. Is not shaykh. Anila is not shaykh. Somebody here in Lakewood, a boy couldn't. He couldn't learn. He had no cup. And Neila, him and his father, davened that his cup should open up. During Neila, Darren Kodesh was open. And the next day, he was a new kid for the rest of his life. Neila! Neila! So look, every single time it's up to you. So I used to get shortchanged. Right after Yom Tov was over, I felt like, now it's a regular day. Vayasa Navadi, David Lenches, told me every single weekday is Ne'ilah. If you make it a Ne'ilah, if it's Zayin Ne'ilah, Asa B'Tavis is Kedush Kedoshim, Karuv B'Yaisei Karev, the best Asa B'Tavis is when you're all full of Timtum Alev and you're not Magish anything and you say, oh no, by me it's not going to work. I can pull it. You will dafka pull. That's what I say. It's not so good. You should have. Some Gedalia would have been better. I say, make sure. But if you feel like that, then now for sure you're going to make it. A yid has to. You're on your own. A yid has to be on you decide and sit alone with the Eibishter and tell Eibishter, make me feel exactly the way you want me to feel. The Sarbat Tavis. I should have a good feel for the Beis Hamikdash. We covered Shemayim. And help me pile big Yeshuas today for everybody and anybody. Do it! Now watch what happens. I'm going to tell you something that just happened. Listen to this. I got a phone call from Eretz Yisrael. Listen to this, everybody say. No, 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 guys. Somebody calls me up from Eretz Yisrael. And tells me that, have I made Dell? What? I just got Corona. I heard on the tape. Just got Corona and my mom is like, it's shvach and I'm weak and it's going on. And blah, 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 blah. It's a failure. Because I had that. Anyway, they called me and I forgot about it. And then, 2 days later, that day, I was mispalo like this. I says, Eibishter, whoever gets near me, a lot of, you know, my situation. I get 20 calls a day. 10 of them are the same guy with OCD. My wife says the whole world's calling you. Azoi means do. That's what you think. The same guy with OCD doesn't stop calling me. I'm kidding. But there's a truth over there. But I get a lot of calls. Shay. A lot of people, I get calls very often. Guy calls me 10 times. And emergency, you must call me immediately. Emergency. And as soon as I come home, I see, wah. So I dial him, nobody home. Dial him again, nobody home. Dial him an hour later, nobody home. The next day I get him, is everything okay? Oh, that, yeah, Zagonis. This happens all the time. But anyway, I'm going to tell you a mindset. This is not some of my said. This just happened. It's half of a fella. I don't know what but you could do it amun and betachin. I davened one day, Eibishter, the people who try to reach me and don't reach me, hey, give them some jack. Let's go. Let's go get the jack moving. Oh, my God. Give my frailach. Let me get some lechayim. This is not lemaisa. Give me a cup. Chaim Tevel Shalom, Simchas Be'aliyin, Sarbat, let's now they decide when Mashiach is coming or not. Sarbat Tevel Eis Ratzon Gadol Ma'od, before Shabbos, and Eis Ratzon Shein Kamayu, Shabbos. Do you know that the Chazon Ish once told somebody, the most Choshev Tefillah of the week is Mincha Erev Shabbos, it's called the Chassidim. So they for sure, Chazon Ish, somebody's working in Tefillah, you want to work in Tefillah? Mincha Erev Shabbos. That's the best time to daven. Why? It's a heilige time. Ezeratz and Gadol. So we, Asar B'Tavis. By the way, I want to tell all my chassidim that I wanted my shirayim. I didn't drink yet, so it's not going to work. But it's going to go in my prayer. Your work would love this. L'chaim tov l'shalom baruch atah Adonai Eliheinu melech haolam shehakel
l'midbar.
Amen. L'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim. No, drink. Kosher of a guest from New York. We have the sweetest people there. You want some? He wrote a missile. Said, Givaldik. Do you know why I drink? Yes, glass of drink. You know why I like to drink? Because then I have a much bigger oilum. When I drink, I see double. Anyway, so, what was I saying? Listen, this story is not shy. This story is half of a fellow. I'm saying, Said, Givaldik. So, I said, Eibishter, whoever gets near me, even if they don't reach me, should have a Yeshua. I said it on Thursday, last Thursday, Wednesday, I think Thursday. Thursday night, I called back that person who was never with Corona. Says, how are you? Oh, do you know what happened?
What?
I don't know why. As soon as I left the message, I felt completely cured. I promise you, this is a new story. You like it? It helped us to talk. As soon as I put, now I had, that day, I said, Eibishter, whoever just calls me should have Yeshua. I recommend everybody get in touch with the Eibishter. Sit there. Sit there for an hour. Talk to the Tata and say, Eibishter. And spend your time thanking him. You can ask too, Nishkevel. Spend time with David. I'll tell you one thing. Before you start speaking, say, I love you, Amish. Say it with your heart. I love you like crazy. Say, I love you to pieces. And take a look outside and look at the trees. Ah! And look at the birds. And look at the B'nai Torah and the Helig HaSidish Yidin and the Klal Yisrael. Look at them. Look at them. Ah! Not Shaykh. Yeah, I talk about Godless Adam. I'm going to tell you a story. Godless Adam. Why are you talking about Godless Adam so much? I'll tell you why. I have a Shabbos guy next door. They help me a lot. Nice guy. But yeah, I have a friend over by the house. And he came. Super nice guy. I had a talk with him. I don't like to talk to Shkotzim so much. To Mela. But Shaykh, I talk. This is not Jose. Jose's from the Gersa. Gersa Shkotzim. Anyway, this guy, Jose left us. He's making more money without us. But I told this, so this guy told me like this. I says, he's my age. He's not a youngster. Big tall guy, nice, very nice fellow. I says, how's your family? What does that mean? I'm not really married. Oh, you're not married? Oh. Were you ever married? Oh, yes. 2 months. That was it. Really? Wow. So he said, no problem. Well, I married this girl, and the way he describes an ortlucha, a shiksa, not stop. Whatever you want to say, whatever Shigetz wants, she and he helped. She was gavaldic and everything. She was not shy. And by here, young. What happened to the marriage? It's a true story. Don't laugh, please. Sean Sharon, when he got to his best jokes, he used to say, Lachnish! That meant, yeah, let's hear what are your... Anyway, he said like this. He said, my raccoon had to go katanim. The raccoon went on her pillow. So when that happened, she was very like, I'm so sorry. I'll be more careful. Yeah. The next time, the raccoon went gedolim on a pillow. And he had the choice. Either a human wife or a raccoon. Vikintus, a human being to a raccoon. He was no suffix. He didn't need any. He didn't have to call, Atis what to do with this decision, your lifetime decision. It was partial. We divorced in a very, we're still friends, Oh, but I need my raccoon. Yes. The raccoon, you know what he told me, this fellow? He says, you have to think ahead. He told this to me. You have to be practical. Listen to this. So I promise you. I promise you. You have to think ahead. He has a huntle. He has a huntle. And he says, look, I'm already, you know, he's 70, whatever. And I know I'm not going to be here forever. And my dog really needs, someone got to take care of him. So I took care of everything. I called the insurance company. His dog is one of the richest huntalach in Lakewood. If you need money for your mice, go to his huntalach. He told me his dog is going to be taken care of. When I pass away, my dog will be well taken care of. I'll feel good about the way I lived a very fruitful life. A very, you know, I feel so good. Doesn't shake this. So I want to tell you, when the guy is spiegeltach, you know, the way a guy looks, it shows that Tzelem Elokim has such a small, a human, tzachfalon. If a guy could talk like that, it's an extreme of us. We not machshav nobody. We don't chap. What a ben Torah is, what an elchayid is, we don't chap.